Hello.
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Oscar with National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are strictly confidential. Is this Melody I'm speaking with?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Melody. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely
sure.
Vote.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
40.
40? Okay, thank you. And next question. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Caucasian.
All right, thank you. And next question. And please, rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. How motivated are you?
10.
10?
10.
Thank you. And let's see here. Melody, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And Melody, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied in which the direction the country is headed in?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And what specifically makes you say that in your own words? Go ahead.
It's hard to say at the moment. Sorry, I'm very sick right now, so I would decline to answer that.
Okay, no, don't worry. I'll just put it just like you say. It's hard to say at the moment, okay? That's fine?
Yes.
And you're sick, all right? All right, thank you, ma'am. I just have to write it verbatim exactly like you say it, all right? Thank you. Next question. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional election? I'm going to read down the list. You go ahead and choose the top two that are your most important issues for you, okay? Immigration,
okay.
And thank you. Immigration and border security, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or improving K-12 public school education, or protecting our democracy and freedoms, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or inflation and the economy, or healthcare costs, or lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or crime and violence, or gun and regulation and reform, or climate change and environmental issues. Which one are your top two most important for your next year's congressional elections?
Abortion and guns.
You said abortion and guns, right?
Yes.
Your gun regulation and reform, is that one? Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. And said
protecting abortion. Right.
And protecting abortion and reproductive rights, right? All right, thank you.
Correct.
Next one. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Now, would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove, in your opinion?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And Melody, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse? Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Sure. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse? Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Melody, would you say you have more rights or the same rights or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? Okay, no
yeah.
Worries. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means you do not feel you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? Here's the first
okay.
one. Joe Biden. On a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
75.
All right, thank you. And how about Ron DeSantis? On a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
0.
All right, thank you. And how about Donald Trump? On a scale from 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. How about the Democratic Party? How would you rate them?
75.
Okay. And how about the NAACP? How would you rate them?
I would have to say 50. I'm not really sure what they're doing right now. So
you said 50, 50, correct?
Yes, 50.
Okay. All right, thank you. How about the next one? Kamala Harris. On a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate her?
I'd say 50. I don't really know what she's doing right now either.
Okay. All right. No worries. And how about the Leadership Conference on Human Rights? The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How would you rate them?
I wouldn't know. 50.
50? Okay. Thank you. How about the last one? Taylor Swift. On a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate her?
10.
10? All right. Thank you, ma'am. And the next question. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know who that independent person is. So.
Okay, that's fine. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Will you say you're very worried or somewhat worried or not so worried or not worried at all?
Worried about their rights?
The question is, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say you're very worried or somewhat worried or not so worried or not worried at all?
I guess I don't entirely understand the question. I'm not worried about the rights of white supremacists. I think they're terrible.
Okay.
Not at all.
Not worried at all? Is that your answer?
I mean, that's sort of a strange question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about white supremacists, but not about them having their rights taken away or anything.
No. You misheard me then. It's rise, like rising to the situation. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today?
Oh.
Would you say you're very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I'd say I'm somewhat worried.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Now, Melody, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. The first one, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And American democracy is under major threat now. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And how about gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree in your opinion?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. And how about America is on the path to another civil war? Do you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you. And how about racism against black people is a big problem in today's society? Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat
strongly
disagree?
Agree.
Strongly, okay. And how about reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society? How would you agree on that? Strongly agree?
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And the last one on this. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on that?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Next question. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose that?
Neither.
Okay, so you're saying you don't know? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I think there can be both good and bad.
It's fine. Don't worry. Thank you, Melody. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B. Our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more? Statement A or B?
The second one. B.
Statement B? Okay. Would you say you somewhat agree, statement B, or strongly agree, statement B?
Strongly agree.
All right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat, or 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, a fair and equitable court system. How would you rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 on how it is being threatened or undermined?
A two?
All right, thank you. How about affordable health care? On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel it's being threatened or undermined?
A 10.
Okay. And how about secure borders? On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel it's being threatened or undermined?
2.
Okay. And how about free and fair elections? How do you feel it's being threatened or undermined?
8.
Okay. And how about quality K-12 education? On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel that it's being threatened or undermined?
7.
Okay, thank you. And how about traditional family values? On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel it's being threatened or undermined?
0.
Okay. And how about religious freedom? How do you feel that it's being undermined on a scale from 0 to 10?
9.
Okay. And the last one on this, a strong military. How do you feel that it's being threatened or undermined on a scale from 0 to 10?
0.
0? All right. Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with that statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay.
I do want to interrupt. How many more questions are there?
We are at 95%, so we're pretty much almost done, okay? You're doing great.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'm trying to, like you can see, I'm being briefly as possible, and I know you're sick, so I want to get you to go back, you know, to get some rest, okay? But we're practically done, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you. The statement says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you agree on that statement?
I strongly agree. So 10.
A 10? And the last one. Yeah. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. On a scale from 0 to 10, how do you agree?
10.
All right. I strongly agree. Okay, thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion changes. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election for November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. 10. All right. Thank you. And the last few questions, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college?
All right. Are you married or unmarried, with a partner, or single, or separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
All right. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal or somewhat liberal or moderate or somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Liberal.
Would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
All right. Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, or every week, or once or twice a month, or several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Never.
All right, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
All right, thank you. All right, Melody, so this actually concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind your opinion is very important, okay? So thank you so much for participating, all right? I hope you feel better soon, okay? I wish you a speedy recovery, all right? Have a great
night.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.